Hi, thanks for listening to My Two Cents. I'm Tim, and this is episode 41. I am doing my first outdoor episode, mainly in an effort to save a little bit of time tonight. Also because there's no one at the train station, and so I thought I'd give it a whirl. It might be my only outside episode, because there's always going to be a lot of background noise, but outside there's, you know, going to be cars and helicopters and shit, and when I listen back to this I may go, oh, that was dumb, and I'll probably just delete it anyway. No harm, no foul. Anyway, I had a very solidly productive day at work, which was, you know, both good and bad. Good because I got a lot of things done, and bad because now I get to reflect on, wow, how much could I actually be getting done if I worked that hard every day. But I don't think the level of work that I put into my day today is sustainable. Because I pretty much just didn't stop from showing up until leaving. Like, my break was to enter my hours for the week. So, but you know, a lot of people work like that every day. So, I guess I am lucky because I get to have a job that's pretty relaxed about all that. So, anyway, I'm also finally doing another fast day, which is nice. Good to get into a rhythm of doing that every once in a while again. Which means tonight's workout's going to be very interesting, because I'll be doing weights and swimming. I did run at lunch today, so that's a 3-a-day, sort of. 15 minutes of running doesn't really quite count as a workout in my book. It's like a warm-up. But the weightlifting and the swimming tonight, I mean, the swimming I'm not going to really be able to do more than probably 1,000 meters. I don't want to put that limit on myself, but based on my track record, it's likely not going to be any more than that. But I also have plans with a bunch of friends out tonight, so I got to be done before 8. So, and then got that long half-hour walk back to my apartment from the gym, because I'm stubborn and I don't want to take public transit. Also, I don't know the schedule. Also, it might not even be faster, because it's a bus, and there's no L ride, so that kind of sucks. But anyway, enough whining for today. I don't know, I got to meet, maybe I already talked about, yeah, I think I probably already did talk about meeting Joe's SO, I shouldn't call her that, significant other, because that's way more serious than they are at the moment. But, if they keep in touch, and if they both feel like doing a loosely casual dating long-distance thing, but no exclusivity, I could see that happening, and then I could see them meeting up more and more frequently and then kind of backing their way into a relationship. Frankly, I kind of hope that happens, because from what I can tell so far, she seems to be a pretty good fit for him. But it's also really hard to tell after just meeting somebody for a day. Not even. I mean, it's like 2 hours. So, and things always get sticky when romance is involved, because that's a whole nother level of feelings and things that need to get worked out, and nobody really knows what they're doing, so it's kind of hard. So, but, yeah, that was kind of interesting. Didn't exactly make me want to go out and date people, though. Not in a bad way. Not like that it discouraged me. It's more just like, man, it's a lot of work. Like, it is a lot of work to meet people. Well, that's not true. It's not a lot of work for me to meet people. I love meeting people, and I love talking to people. But it's a lot of work to, like, commit to someone, you know? And just kind of, like, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I'm being cynical. But it's kind of like, I don't know. I only have so many hours in the day, and I usually use them not super efficiently, but I kind of like the way I'm living my 5 days a week right now. The weekends need some work, because I'm not doing very much, but, you know, just, obviously I just haven't met, well, I haven't met my person yet, I know that, but I also think that's a stupid way to look at it, because it kind of, you kind of grow with them, and it develops over time, and all that bullshit. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm talking about. Whatever. Yeah. So, whatever, it's just supposed to be fun, mostly, too, so, I'm way too young, anyway, only 24, yeah, I think I'm gonna call this podcast, because there's a train that's gonna be approaching shortly. I'm hearing a lot of background noise. I'm probably gonna end up deleting it anyway, And if I don't, I'm so sorry for all the background noise. That's bullshit.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.